I don't tell people what to do.
Okay, this is a reading for Martin, given by Lori Twilight Jetter on the 7th of March of 2010, and I've got your chart here for June 7th, 72, 1 p.m., Frankfurt, Germany. Yeah?
Jawohl.
Okay, jawohl. Okay. So, what I said is that you're a pretty serious person. You've got Saturn and the Sun that makes you very serious. You have a wild child energy. By the time you were 2.5, 3 years old, there's a sense of independence, and I don't see you having much childhood at all. I think you were serious and very wild. You have a brilliant mind that's got a genius quality. You're an inventor. You also can make money from your inventions, by the way, because it's in the house of money. And your son's on the line of fame, so you do have a potential for having fame. Yes. So you have all this independence, identity with father, in a way, that's kind of hard on you. You're a perfectionist, and then you're a wild child. You've got this perfectionist planet on your son, which is identity with father. Father's a little bit hard on you, and yet gave you a lot of stimulus for ideas and kind of a wild energy, but a little hard on you. But you got your brilliance from your father, not to be sexist here, but it is connected to a father pattern. Your mother had issues of freedom and closeness. She was very independent herself, but and didn't really want to be tied down in a way, or she was back and forth. There's some kind of shock energy around 3, which you already told me you don't know what that was. And it was a sense of independence, 2 to 3. There's like an energy here. I don't even think it was your mother. I think it was a grandmother or aunt who was really mushy and loving. But your mother, who probably adored you, but was not mushy. Is not a mushy person. She's a pioneer. She's a independent. In fact, she had issues with being a mother herself. But anyway, but there's a very mushy, like grandmother or aunt, I can't tell, because you have Venus in Cancer, very loving, and it was especially strong at around 12, 13. And you have a side that's both independent, a touch of arrogance, very liking relationships, liking independence. You have your own push-pull. Come here, go away. I don't want to commit. It connects to your three-year-old that was a super independent. Then you have this mushy side that's actually very romantic. And it's kind of in conflict. But you have this mushy, sensitive side that could feel bad about, oh, a kitty that's lost or whatever. And you could be a real mushball, but people confuse that. Because you're not as sensitive to yourself and sometimes not sensitive with others. And at other times, you can be extremely, like, almost mothering. You have a mothering side. One, it's Venus in Cancer. But it's very dreamy, so you have kind of a romantic, dreamy side. And then your sense of independence is off the chart. And they conflict with each other. And it gives you some issues in relationships. It's called freedom closeness issue. Because you really love to have relationship. Your moon's in the heart. Your heart is the house of relationships. You like to be partnered, but it has to be somebody who gives you enormous amount of freedom, because that was the conflict with your mother anyway. A lot of freedom, a lot of independence. Because she was there and then not there and had her own conflict with settling down.
Good.
And yet your father was very stern and strict, but taught you. He was a teacher to you. He was your teacher. And he had high standards, but luckily you could pretty much meet them. You do have a genius quality. You're inventive, you're good with your hands, you're a problem solver, you're a brainstormer, you're mutable. You can take like 3 or 4 things, directions at once, and put them into one thing. That's a new order.
You're brilliant. You nailed it down so damn
hard. I'm not even done. You take combinations that nobody thought of. How do you put that that together and come up with something new, like a stew that nobody ever put peanut butter in, you know, kind of thing before. And you not just that, but, you know, with cumin and, you know, it's like, what? You have that quality, and it's connected to electronics and communications. Am I right?
Right on.
Okay. So, Uranus rules. Uranus rules electronics, and Gemini rules communications. Your son, if you were born actually at this time, you have the potential for fame, renown. You were born at that. Your sons were at the midheaven, which is the most famous time. You know, you're gonna. You don't want to be a father, but you're gonna make a great father.
This is a very good sentence. I couldn't have put it better.
Yeah, you don't want it, but you will be. You're still like a. I hate this. You know, it's kind of a gender funny thing. You're like a mother with a child, but you don't want it. But you have it, so it's okay. You know, because you have this sense of compassion and caretaking, but you are actually hard on yourself. You're hardest on yourself. And again, you were super independent, as I said, 2 or 3, but you became an adult sort of around. There's one time at around 10, 11, almost 12, actually more like 11, 12, where you became really serious and it took on some like serious classes, courses. You became more adult. Am I right? You might have advanced, or you have a very serious, like you were put somewhere. Or, am I right so far?
Yeah. You're very right. Can I use one of your
cards? Yeah, sure.
I mean, you pretty much figured everything out except one keyword, which you might not figure out, but that's fine.
So, you have a lot of chutzpah. You know that word probably because you're German.
No.
Chutzpah is Yiddish. It means like ballsy.
Yeah.
Because you have Aries moon. It's very like pushy and... That's the part that's not sensitive. And then actually when it comes to assertiveness in a relationship in a certain way, you have two sides. One side that is not. It's actually kind of mushy. It's actually not very assertive. You have one side that's kind of a wimp, actually. And one side that's very assertive, very a pioneer. The ram that pushes ahead. Anyway, you had to do this me first thing since you were about 3. I don't know why, but you have a generosity. You may, I could see you setting up an organization to help children because you have a generous, even though you have this sort of arrogant, insensitive heart to some extent, you have this one part that wants to take it globally and be loving with children. Helping them, and even a sensitivity for orphans or whatever, but you have a lot of that kind of energy that could set up something beautiful for kids. You also just had a breakup in a relationship, either in November, December, or even more recently in February, early March. You're having a testing of a relationship, and is that right or not?
Yes. I have about 2 minutes. One keyword is missing, but it's already amazing. There's one big aspect that we haven't figured out yet. But everything else you figured out.
Well, you're a detailist. You have like a chemist's mind in a way.
Which direction am I going to change the world? That's the one thing you haven't told me.
I probably don't know, but I could guess that it has a combination of visual, electronic, and communication. Because you have a visionary quality.
One more thing. He's just there, this close. But it's also nice to be not completely obvious.
You've had a hard time grounding your emotional process because it's so wild. You have insomnia.
It's true. That's why I came here.
And you need more magnesium and B vitamins than most people. And also, you're a researchist. You get obsessed with things.
Okay, I need to know.
And you've had you've been that way since almost birth. It's actually connected to birth.
Keep that, just in case what I think is going to happen will really happen.
Okay.
The word you didn't get was green. But that's
green. Well, that could be part of your Virgo rising, because Virgos are like it clean and right, and you dropped a card. And
this is pretty amazing. I think you won't regret to have done this for $5.
Okay. And I'm okay. This is Lori Twilight, 800-765-2738. All right. Good luck.